Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five. Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, I am ripped and sun-kissed today. Yeah, another 4 hours of shirtless mayhem in the garden today. Look out, he's dripping with sun. Right? That's where we start today. No, it isn't, actually. We're going to dive into the... You talk about muck and mud that I like to play in. It's out back. Good quality soil, not the muck and mud that is the FTC, the FDA, even NPR. Well, actually, NPR gets it on this one. We've got some stuff about medical mistakes. FTC going after homeopathy. Stand by for that. Economic bubble burst. We'll check in with Millennial Op-Ed and the sex life of wombats. Oh, my gosh, what a show. Super Don, what have you gotten me into? This is where we begin.
You know what? I had not thought of a wombat in, I don't know how many years. A wombat. How often do we get to talk about wombats on this show?
Not often enough, apparently, and especially wombats from down under. We should get, Robert.
Not to mention the sex life of a wombat. I mean,
of course. Well, what else? Why else would you talk about a wombat? Come on. Let's be real here. Also, Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health is going to be joining me and you next hour. I'm very excited about that. So we've got some stuff to talk about. Another major medical kidnap case. Beautiful new drug if you can't sleep. Boy, oh boy, are we going to go through some fun side effects that are direct effects that they don't like. But, oh boy. We're going to give you better ways to get a good night's sleep, I promise you. Also, factory farmed beef. In Time Magazine, acknowledging the danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Don't eat the factory-farmed beef. We're going to get to that as well. But first and foremost, Super Don, I can't believe that you did publish yesterday the passport picture from the early 80s that was sent to me by a friend that I've known since third grade. I found out how he got it. When we were moving out of Georgia, I gave him... What is so funny? What is so funny? I haven't even gotten there
that
yet.
That was fun. That was fun. So, I mean, yeah, go ahead. What's the story behind it for those who were not around yesterday?
Just to know, you know, my childhood, I collected baseball cards. I did. Wacky packages. We've talked about years ago some wacky packages. Those things were fun. And I had a box, a shoebox full of these things. I'm like, what do I do? I'm moving. We're moving. We're getting out of here. So I gave it to my oldest friend. And he took it, and he meant to get it back to me, I don't know, a few years ago, lost it again, just found it, happened to have this old canceled passport in there. So that's where that came from. I was wondering how that just came out of the blue. A silly picture of me in my toxic Scott Bell years. And there it was. So did anybody comment on it? Should we know about that? Because you put your door-to-door Bible salesman picture as well.
I did. I mean, I there were several comments. A lot of people thought it was rather funny. We got a few compliments, actually. I think one person commented about how adorable it was.
Adorable. Pinch the
they
fucking
They must have
cheek.
Been talking about me. Because
yeah, exactly. You were a good-looking young guy. I was like a nerdy-looking guy that was like looked like he was swollen and couldn't breathe out of his nose.
You know who had a rather funny comment was Ginger Taylor.
Oh, good. Leave it to Ginger.
She made a comment, I'm paraphrasing, that, man, you know, it's a good thing that you got that bad case of blurry taken care of. That must have been horrible.
Yeah, the picture was rather blurry. I think it's a little clearer in real life. I was just happy it was a little blurry, but yeah, anyway. So if that's the worst of it, we came out unscathed. I know you would. I just didn't think I would.
That, well, unfortunately, that wasn't the worst of it.
Oh, jeez. No.
I'm trying to remember. I don't have it open in front of me, but I believe there's a fan of the show by the name of Charles Weber.
Oh, no. Charles Struck? What did he say?
Yeah, well, he apparently thought that it was a picture of, on the left-hand side, Jeffrey Dahmer, and on the right-hand side, Vanilla Ice.
I can see the Vanilla Ice, but come on, Jeffrey Dahmer? Me? Jeff? No!
Yo, word to your mother. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Look at you.
Yeah, so you got to be Jeffrey Dahmer. How do you like that?
Thanks a lot, with those huge 70s glasses still happening in the early 80s. You know, it made me long for the Knack again. Not the era of disco, but the Knack. So there we go.
Jeffrey Dahmer and Vanilla Ice.
Thank you, Charles. Thank you. The big grizzly bear that he is.
Yeah. Right? Now, listen, I guess Jeffrey Dahmer would have been would have been considered somebody who was into the paleo diet, right?
Oh, that's a stretch. That is a bit of a stretch there, but I know where you're going. I'm not going there.
No?
No, not going there. Let's go to the FDA law blog here. There's a headline, FTC staff recommends that FDA reconsider its regulatory framework for homeopathic drug products. Now, this is a big surprise, isn't it? Remember back in March, the FDA issued a notice requesting comments on the current use of homeopathic drugs, and we covered it with the American Association of Homeopathic Pharmacists secretary, a good friend of ours, and had him on. It's been years since we had Eric Foxman on, but he was great, giving us the lowdown. He said it wasn't really a big deal, honestly, because the regulatory framework for homeopathy, as I know, as you should know now, I will tell you again, though, just in case you don't, falls under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938, which was passed into law in 1939, which grandfathered the homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States, HPUS, so that any drug listing within the HPUS, you know, in other words, drug ingredient, monograph component, had indications for use that pre-existed this act, and it was grandfathered in. There were methods written into the law that also allowed for new HPUS ingredients to be added through the years. It did not require pre-market authorization. It did not require the testing that Big Pharma goes to the tune of $1 billion or more dollars to bring a new product that is patented out into the marketplace. It also was acknowledged that, of course, since homeopathy was extremely dilute to the point where the rational skeptic ducks can't handle it and their brains explode, that there was no problem because there was no harm. There were no side effects. The only argument against homeopathy, and it's a facetious one, or salacious one, or fallacious one, throw all the words you want at it, was that people would not get the appropriate treatment. And therefore, homeopathy could harm you indirectly if you actually tried it because there was nothing there, and then you ended up being harmed because you didn't get the appropriate treatment. What is that? Of course, it's an FDA-approved patent medicine, pharmaceutical drug with untoward, unknown, and sometimes known, nasty side effects that include death. We'll get to that in a moment. So FTC staff announced that it commented to FDA, and they're, you know, big surprise. They're like, you guys, you got to get with the program here. We can't have homeopathy making claims about the medicines that they're selling because they can't, right? Because it's not been proven, right, according to that. Although the provings in homeopathy are the basis for which the Materia Medicas have been written for over a couple hundred years now, predating the petrochemical patent medicine that wanted a monopoly but wasn't able to beat it back totally in the 20th century because of Senator Copeland. Copeland's Cure, great book on the history of what Senator Copeland, who was, I believe, a physician and homeopath, and he single-handedly almost saved homeopathy in America, and it was grandfathered into the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. So, with that, the FTC puts forward three possible approaches for FDA to resolve the conflict between FDA's policy and FTC's substantiation doctrine. In other words, they want to go after all homeopathy for making a claim on the label, even though it's required by law that homeopathy has to be sold with a claim on the label, so you know what it's for. The FTC does not want you to know what it's for. Number one on their list, they say the FDA should discontinue its current policy and require that homeopathic products meet the same standard as other conventional OTC drug products. What is that standard? Double-blind, placebo-controlled studies, perhaps? Lots of corruption? You bet. Faulty science? Absolutely. Deadly side effects? Plenty. That's what the FTC is asking the FDA to do. Number two on the list, FDA should remove the requirement for an indication for homeopathic drug products so that the inclusion of the indication becomes voluntary and therefore is no longer sanctioned by FDA but remains subject to FTC's standard of competent and reliable scientific evidence. Let me give you a perspective on FTC's perspective on substantial science. There's almost more science on the prevention and reversal of cancer by the trace mineral selenium. Yet even today, despite FDA losing 6, 7, or 8 times to Jonathan Ebord, the FTC will still try to fine you, have your products removed, if you put selenium prevents cancer. Selenium reverses cancer. So the FTC's gold standard of proof is not good enough if you're a dietary supplement. It never will be, and it certainly wouldn't if you're a homeopathic medicine. They're in the bank for Big Pharma. Don't you kid yourself. Number three on the list, FDA should amend the current policy to require that the indication be supported by competent and reliable scientific evidence. Who gets to decide? The dunderheads at the FTC that are in for Big Pharma. The king, the emperor, the bureaucratic oligarchy of which FDA and FTC are a part, an evil part. Although the FDA, at least at this point, has not attempted to fully overturn Congress, which it would take in order to have this happen. So before you panic, now I'm not saying don't pay attention to this, don't act on it, don't make waves about it, make a little bit of ruckus about it, but it would take an act of Congress to overturn aspects that are written into the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. This is not DeShay, this is something entirely different. But the FTC is a criminal organization, in my humble opinion, when it comes to restricting your freedom to know what natural products can do in the prevention and reversal of disease. We do not live in a free country. We live in a medical police state enforced, if not by the FDA, then the FTC. And they're crying because the FDA is not going after homeopathy the way FTC wants to. Now, having said that, let me switch over to the NPR. A big article here. How many die from medical mistakes in U.S. hospitals? And that includes drug interactions, drug adverse events. In 1999, they said it was 98,000. Fractional what the real numbers are, according to the Journal of Patient Safety. More recently, that number could be as high or higher than 440,000 patients each year. So the FTC wants the FDA to come down hard on homeopathy despite congressional intent and the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act because it's not killing enough people. That is the conclusion, my friends. The FTC wants to see more Americans die of adverse events from FDA-approved pharmaceutical patent medicines. And with that, we're going to burst your economic bubble when we come back.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you think I was too hard on the FTC, take it somewhere else. You're just lucky I didn't drop an F-bomb on them. I'm telling you, I just get so annoyed with the FTC. The FDA look like relative good guys compared to the FTC, because they got the teeth with the money. They come after you if you market or sell something. What?
Do you remember the last time you dropped an F-bomb?
What? I don't know. I don't think I ever have. Have I?
Yes, you have. No. I take that back. You have not dropped an F-bomb, but you have accidentally used the S-word.
I did?
I am your producer for the last 9 years. I remember these things. I didn't save it, so I can't.
I must have. Thank goodness for not saving that. I mean, it's bad enough that they saw my passport picture from the 80s.
And you know what I do have on audio? We ought to revisit this sometime when you actually endorsed Tasty Cakes.
Oh, that was a weird day. I know. And it wasn't opposite day, was it? Was it opposite day? That was very funny.
Oh, yeah.
You were messing with me.
I love it.
Hey, we got millennial intern extraordinaire op-ed back with us because the millennial viewpoint on the economic bubbles that are apparently bursting. We had the Dow drop a grand, whatever that means, 1,000 points or something, and then up again, down again, up again, down again. Ed, what's the word on the street?
Oh, well, we just ended the third. It's the largest decline in history of a three-day decline. So we're looking at roughly 1,600 points, which translates to maybe $800 billion. Just numbers, right? You know,
just $800 billion. Well, give me an example of a company that dropped significantly.
Well, it's actually very funny. Netflix took a very large hit. They lost roughly about 150 million roughly on their end of the day here.
Wait, 150 million with an M? That's nothing. That's like nothing today, 150 million.
Tell me, right?
Is there anybody that lost in the billions?
Oh, we got Apple. Ooh, 158 billion was lost on the first day. They've gone up to 320 billion that has now been lost in total.
Now, how does a company stay in business that loses $320 billion in valuation? What is that? I mean, this means it's imaginary, doesn't it? It's pretend? It's Play-Doh? What is this?
It's funny money, you know?
No, seriously. It used to be a million meant something, right? Superdome, we were talking about before the break, or when it was to sometime today, about Dr. Evil, you know, waking up from a 30-year coma and saying, I want $1 million. And his son Scott says, a million, that's nothing, Dad. You need a billion. He's like, what? What happened? And so we're dealing with this.
$1 billion.
Right, exactly. So, Ed, if we're talking about, you know, losing into the billions of valuation, again, how real is the valuation?
You hit it right on the head. I think the evaluations for a lot of these companies, a lot of these internet-based businesses like Facebook, Twitter, just a couple, is heavily inflated. And then on top of that, you know, the effect from QE and easy capital and interest-free loans, you know, we're seeing the effect. It's a bubble correction, as one would say.
A bubble correction, yeah.
Yep.
Man. And so do the millennials play the horses here? You know, if we talk about betting, because it is just a form of legalized gambling, and there are insiders who know what's going on. Everybody else is a sucker because, you know, with these booms and busts, they get you, entice you, and they say, don't put your money in the bank because you've got negative interest. Go in here. Stock market goes up for years in a row, and then suddenly they pull the rug out from under you. Then they say, no, go into real estate. Buy a home. And it bumps up, and it bumps up, and it bumps up, and suddenly these people are underwater. With the mortgages that they're holding. This seems to me a never-ending game. Will we wise up?
Yeah, I think that's actually one sector a lot of millennials could actually do with some help on, with financial education. Because a lot of them, they listen to what CNBC tells them about dumping money just blindly into mutual funds, into the stock market, letting your broker handle your stuff, you know, because it's going to be okay. And a lot of them will take their plans, their 401k plans through their companies, or will try to, you know, as you said, play the game. But really, to be honest, the only person who wins, you know, is the person who has the insider information on this stuff. Unless you're working on Wall Street, or you really do sit there for 20 hours a day following market trends, and you get the inside word, you lose. And you lose big, you know. That's where a lot of the savings, I think, the mentality of the millennials, you know, we need to know how to use monetary assets,
right,
but at the same time, save responsibly. You know?
So, Ed, real quick, before the break here, what has value in your perspective, in your millennial viewpoint?
Gold, silver, resource-producing businesses, growing food, you know, relationships. I think relationships, honestly, people are the value for millennials. If there's one thing to come away from this, is building relationships.
Yeah, and that takes time. Building trust. It means a track record. It means no instant success. Of course, we work 10 years and become an overnight sensation. That's what you see, the end stage, right? All right, Op-Ed, thanks for being with us. We got Factory Farm Beef. Stay away. We're going to tell you why after this break. Go to robertscottbell.com. Notes will be up shortly.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, get ready for the always lovely Joni Abbott. Going to join us from Homegrown Health next hour. We're going to talk another medical kidnap, unfortunately, but big story, new drug for insomniacs, and it's a whopper if there ever was one. Stick around, you're going to learn some things you don't want to know, but you need to. Especially
the new
if anybody...
drug is a whopper?
It's a whopper, yeah.
From
it
like
is.
Burger King?
Yeah, and they have it not your way, but their way. And their way Oh, man, it's not good. It's not good.
The Whopper.
Right. Yeah, it's a Whopper drug, let's just say, they're hoping. It's. We'll get to it. First things first, Super Don. Hoofnagel, the science cat, needs to come back because there's a great article on the website at robertscabell.com. John Rappaport wrote it. It's called Two Science Bloggers Living with Mommy. I just the headline right there, I was like, oh, you go, John.
That's awesome.
It's classic because, you know, he talks about these bloggers that are living in their mom's basement, wherever they are, blogging all about their love of the cult of scientism, right? The cult of science. And drugs are good, homeopathy is bad, woo, right? So he just lays it out. A number of quotes, one from Richard Horton, editor-in-chief, The Lancet. The case against science is straightforward. Much of the scientific literature, perhaps half, may simply be untrue. That's the brief version. We covered this here on the Robert Scott Bell Show many months ago. Two, Marcia Angel, who we interviewed before her untimely death a couple of years later, I think, a former editor of New England Journal of Medicine. It is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. Okay, not bad enough. Strike three, you're out. How about that? John Ioannidis, I don't know, it's a Greek name, Department of Hygiene and Epidemiology in Greece. There is increasing concern that most current published research findings in all scientific fields are false. A research finding is less likely to be true when the studies conducted in a field are smaller, when effect sizes are smaller, when there is greater financial and other interest and prejudice, and when more teams are involved in a scientific field in chase of statistical significance. These are partial quotes. Devastating. Not bad enough yet? You skepducks underground? How about Richard Horton? Back to Richard Horton, editor-in-chief, The Lancet. Carried on. Horton says a lot of what is published is incorrect. Period. And that came from one of their major meetings. And yet these conventional science bloggers in their mom's basements are just kind of going, well, it's, at least it's better than anything you alternative people have. Really?
You know,
really?
You know what, though? And I'll tell you what. I mean,
what though?
I know it goes through these guys' head. I know how they think. Mm-hmm. They anticipated this.
Did they now?
And they did, because when you get into the real hardcore skeptic guys that we always like to pick on, those guys are the ones that came up with the difference between evidence-based medicine and science-based medicine. They actually will tell you that evidence-based medicine is not good enough.
Right.
They say so because they say, you know what, it's based on people. And we can't take a clinical trial and look at that and go, oh, look, see, these results turned out different, so we now have to think about things differently and go with what this study said. They go with something called science-based medicine, where they will take a look at other scientific theories, different types of science, you know, physics and chemistry and all that stuff, and they go with what is considered the probability factor based on other scientific methods. Yes.
Super Don, basically what this is them taking a piece of paper, sheet of paper, folding it up into a triangle and playing flick football on their desk in their mommy's basement, and they keep moving the goalposts each time.
They'll never admit to that, but it's true. I have not met anybody that moves the goalpost more than a skeptic.
So bring on Hoofnagel, the science cat, for official response tomorrow. We'll see if we can follow up. In the meantime, these skepducks in their mommy's basements can eat ground beef from Squall Mart, for all I care. Because guess what? According to Time Magazine, the CIA rag, this is amazing. This is mainstream media acknowledging what we've been saying for years once again. Ground beef contains dangerous bacteria, study finds. They're talking about store-bought ground beef, food that is not fit to be eaten because the cows are eating GMO grains. They're being fed antibiotics just to stay alive and fatten them up for a better price at market and, of course, growth hormones. This is a Consumer Reports report. You could cook and kill the bacteria that's in them, but a lot of Americans like to eat their meat a little more rare. Okay? And this could be problematic. Yeah, no, I don't like If I'm going to eat that, I'm not going to eat it completely crisp to a burnt. You know what I'm saying? Burnt to a crisp, right?
I'd like a nice piece of leather with my...
Yes, please. Yeah. Shoe leather. Yeah. No, there's still too much juice in that. Cook it. Put another 20 minutes on there.
I don't want it moving. I don't want it to move, but,
The study found that nearly 20% of ground beef in the U.S. tested from conventionally raised cows had bacteria resistant to three or more classes of antibiotics. Less than half of the beef tested relative to that was from sustainably made, raised, if you will. So, in other words, they're acknowledging that those grass-fed animals, those pasture-raised animals, are less likely to kill you or cause you to have food poisoning. Well, there's your moment of duh. But for Consumer Reports to say it, and then for it to be published in Time, that's pretty impressive. They tested 300 packages of conventionally and sustained produce, and guess what they found? Clostridium perfringens, E. coli, Enterococcus, Salmonella, and Staphylococcus aureus, much less methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. And the sustainable produced beef, less likely to have the harmful strains. They all have bacteria, of course they do, but less likely to have the harmful strains. More than 80% of conventional ground beef had two types of bacteria, and nearly 20% of the samples contained the Clostridium perfringens, which perfringens, you know, it's like a fringe form of meat, I guess, which causes close to a million cases of food poisoning every year, right? So what happens if these naturally raised meats put on the package less likely to cause food poisoning? Will the FTC crack down on them? I wonder.
Yeah. Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah. 10% had Staph aureus, and that can make people ill and can't be killed even when the meat is cooked properly.
So what do? You have to irradiate it then, right?
Right, that's of course nuclear radiation, or you know, just absolutely destroy the meat.
Let's just give it a bath and some bleach, you know? Yeah. Come on.
But never fear, Tom Vilsack is here, the USDA Secretary. Tom Balsack? No, Vilsack. I said Vilsack. Good Lord. You're still playing hacky sack with the gallbladder yesterday that Dr. Batar mentioned.
Yes, Richard Sack.
Come on.
Different day.
No, Tom.
Tom.
Wow.
I thought it was Richard.
Oh, my gosh. It's a family show occasionally. But he's there, you know, he's a big proponent of biotech industry in Monsanto, right? We got the Monsanto president in Barack Obama. He says the agency has put a tight food safety standard in place over the last 6 years to avoid public health problems. We'll explain the Consumer Reports edition talking about all of the factory farm meat. Tell me how that tight safety standard is working out for you, Tom Vilsack. Maybe we should rename him. Measures taken to improve ground beef safety include zero-tolerance policy. Really? Then how did Consumer Reports find this in so much of the factory-farmed meat? I'm just asking.
There's an acceptable amount of bacteria and acceptable amount of people that could die because we're trying to save lives, Robert Scott Bell. They're starving people.
Yes.
So what do you want to do? You go back to riding horses and you know, I mean, that's then. This is the new age.
Yeah, oh, man, this is an amazing, amazing story that it comes out in Time. In fact, I'm going to talk to Jerry Doyle about it a little later. In fact, he wants to do. I've been telling him for years, Jerry, if you're going to eat a burger, please don't eat the factory farm burgers. Go get a grass-fed burger, okay? And even Carl's Jr. Remember that Super Bowl commercial last year?
Yep.
With the most beautiful buxom woman, you know, almost naked, prancing through the commercial. At the end, you don't even know what the commercial is for until you find out it's a like Carl's Jr. ad for a free-range grass-fed burger.
Or you tell me to.
Right. Yes. No, I mean, she had me at... I don't know what she had me at. Anyway, this is the kind of stuff that's going on here. So how many ways do we say, if you're going to eat meat, be sure that it's raised, if I could say it humanely. I mean, a vegetarian is going to say there's no way to raise animals humanely that you're going to slaughter. I'm not going to get into that debate right now. I just want to talk about those who are not vegetarians or carnivorous. If you're not eating cleaner varieties of animal protein, you're asking for trouble. Not only acute food poisoning, but even down the road, cancers, because a lot of these factory farmed animals, if you didn't know this already, have cancer tumors, and they just grind it on up and send it on through. I know it's gross, but you need to know what's in the food you think is food, because it ain't food. And that leads to listeners who have questions and comments.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, at robertscottbell.com, you can submit your questions. If you don't call us, you can. 866-939-BELL. Op-Ed will have the notes up soon if they aren't already, and there's always something good there to read about, to link to. This one is from Sarah H. We hear from Sarah H. from time to time. She said, "Hey, Dr. Robert, I wanted to comment on the Jimmy Carter cancer story that has been brought up a few times. I understand President Carter was diagnosed with melanoma, which is most commonly known as cancer of the skin. Many people have commented that it's interesting how the cancer, melanoma skin cancer, then showed up 2 weeks later in his brain. I agree, it is interesting. What I find most interesting about President Carter having skin and brain cancer is that the skin and the brain both develop in the same germ layer, the ectoderm, during embryogenesis. The Trophoblast and the Origins of Cancer by Dr. Nick Gonzalez revisits and analyzes the work of Scottish embryologist Dr. John Beard, who is known for his theory of the trophoblastic origin of cancer, seemingly aligning with President Carter's situation with Beard's theory, interestingly enough. Someone get him some pancreatic enzymes quick. All my best, Sarah." Well, Sarah, you're right. I mean, I would absolutely have him on that, but he's just not going to go that way. He's on an experimental new drug. He's on so-called targeted radiation. He's got all the best care, best coverage in the world, as I would have told him years ago before I was aware of what I'm aware of today when he lectured some of my classes at Emory. President Carter, you got to clean up what's going into your body. You got to detoxify what is accumulated. Probably a lot of pesticides in his peanut farming days, paying him back now at the age of 90. He's lived a long time before this. But seriously, Sarah, that was a really good perspective. I'm glad you brought it out. Anything that could bring up as well, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, God bless him, rest his soul. All right, when we come back, the sex life of a wombat. Yeah, I know you've been waiting for it.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Joni Abbott coming up at the second hour. I promised her that I would not talk to her about the sex life of a wombat, and she agreed to come on the show, second hour. So we're not going to go there with her. This is serious. I feel like the spirit of my dad is here. George is here tonight. Because that was one of the jokes he used to tell me about his, I don't know if it was college years or high school. Who knew back then? You know, back Brooklyn, Far Rockaway, New York, going to high school and college. We talk about this one professor, like a science professor, that would get the attention of the students by promising that we're going to talk about the sex life of a wombat. So it's like the first time we can ever actually do a story legitimately, and I don't have to kind of maneuver it in artificially. There's actually a story about this.
And you know what?
Listen,
you on a regular basis will blame me for some of the crazy stories that we cover, and I gladly
rightfully
accept
so.
The blame.
Yeah.
I gladly accept the blame, but believe it or not, this story was actually your idea, and I think maybe for that reason.
Yeah, well, this exactly. I saw my dad was just going, yep, you got to do this story, son. You got to do this story. The world's oldest captive wombat goes in search for love on Tinder. Aww.
On Tinder.
Now listen, on Tinder.
I tell you what, I feel old right now because Tinder is one of those new things that come around. I really, honestly, don't. I think it's just like a dating.
You
app.
And me both.
I don't know. What Tinder is.
Patrick, I don't know if Patrick's allowed to talk about this on the air, but do you know about Tinder? Because we both don't know what Tinder is. Is it a true, you know, let's hook up, have a date, or is it let's hook up and hook up kind of an app? Because I don't know.
Benefits type thing?
It's kind of 50-50, but okay. More often.
Are you going out on the air right now, Patrick?
I am on the air.
He's
on.
Cool.
Hey.
Excellent, Patrick. Got a great voice, great guy here on the board here at GCN. But, Patrick, so it's kind of, you say it's a 50-50. Some people do use it that way, although it's not really sold that way, because there are other apps like that, I think.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing, like, you don't really want to marry the girl that you meet at a bar kind of thing. You don't really want to date those girls you find on Tinder.
Okay.
Gotcha. Well, I heard that the bars are really complaining about these apps because nobody has to go to the bars anymore. They get on these apps, and it's like it serves just like the purpose of when you used to go out drinking and trying to hook up with people.
Oh, it's all about convenience.
Convenient, everything. It's the online era. Okay, well, Superdon, that passed us by, but evidently it hasn't passed the world's oldest captive wombat by. And basically, you'll never guess what this wombat's name is.
Patrick, do you have an idea? I have no idea. What is the wombat's name?
I don't have an idea.
His name is also Patrick. Yes.
No.
Patrick the Wombat. Yes, I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
Patrick the Wombat will soon celebrate his 30th birthday, and what's wild about this is wombats in the wild don't live that long. They live like 15 to 20 years or less than that in the wild. This guy's like double the lifespan he's cared for so well in Australia, I believe. Here's the thing, and this might be good for Tinder because, you know, if you're not aggressive in a bar going, hey, baby, you know, what's that? You know, whatever you got to do to be outgoing, this wombat is very, not very aggressive. It's a passive, laid back, kind of, I'm not saying it's a feminine wombat, but he chose to be single. He just didn't feel like I'm going to be aggressive and go out and grab a mate. And so they're trying to help him out. He's 30. It's like, it's about time. We got to hook you up. So why not Tinder? I'm just afraid that a human will respond to the ad. That's the only concern I have. Maybe others.
You know, I'm kind of disappointed. You started to come out there with what was supposed to be a pickup line at a bar, and then you stopped yourself.
I never had one. I was like the shy wombat. It's amazing that I met any girls.
You had no pickup lines whatsoever?
None. No, I was a doofus. I was a nerd. I didn't know how to.
Hey, is that a mirror in your pocket? Because I think I see myself in your pants.
Whoa! No, I didn't know that one.
No.
Oh my gosh! No.
No.
And I think me and the wombat could hang out and tell stories about. We just had none of that. So anyway,
okay.
Yeah, that's it. So he's got a Facebook page. He's got more than 32,000 likes, probably more than 33,000 after tonight. So if you feel so inclined, pray for Patrick, age 30, the wombat that has not had a wild and crazy life. He wants to sow his wild oats before he leaves this planet. Huge
happy
30.
Hey, are you my appendix?
Yeah,
I
we need
really
to follow them on Twitter.
This feeling you give me in my stomach really wants me to...
Oh, don't even go there. Ballarat Wildlife Park. Hey, y'all, the power to heal is yours. Back after the news.
The couch.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.